Almaguer leads off first base. DeCarroll set. The lefty delivers to Jones up the middle. Grounded to Schweigen. Flips to Daly for one. Relay to first. A double play. 6-4-3 for the Rockets. That ends the bottom of the first. We played one full inning at Prather Field in Princeton, Illinois. It's Rock Ridge and Monmouth-Roseville scoreless on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed in the first lefty-lefty matchup of the day for DeCarroll. He gets a strikeout, his first of the afternoon. No balls and two strikes. Is DeCarroll looking for back-to-back strikeouts here after allowing a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second? 0-2 pitch on its way. Changeup swung on and missed in the second strikeout of the day for DeCarroll. 2-2 pitch, here it is. Swung on and missed. A fastball high, got him. And three straight strikeouts for Carson DeCarroll to end the inning after allowing a leadoff single. Corner infielder is in at the grass. Here's the 0-1 pitch to the Rockets' three-hole hitter. Breaking ball inside, and it hit him. And the Rockets are on the board in the top of the third. Three walks and a hit by pitch. And Tanner Dye drives in the first run of the day. Steele popped out to the first baseman in foul territory his first time up, batting 425 on the season entering plate today. First pitch to the sophomore catcher is a chopper up the middle. It's really high, fielded by the shortstop, because Steele throws to first in time, but the run comes in to score. Bases loaded with two outs for Rockridge, leading 2-0 in the top of the third. The conference at the mound over. Quinton Smith at the plate. The pitch to him on the way. Hit the other way. It's through the hole for a hit. One run will score. Here comes Dye. The throw to the plate is up the line. It gets away. And Rockridge will send the third run. And it comes out of play. And three runs are going to score on the play. It's 5-0 Rockridge. Pitch to Bonsack on its way. Low, it got past the catcher. Here comes Smith. It's 6-0 Rockets. A sixth spot in the top of the third. Two outs for Monmouth-Roseville. 1-2 pitch on its way to Zach Almaguer from DeCarroll. Taken for strike three on the outside corner. Carson DeCarroll roars on his way to the dugout as he goes 1-2-3 after allowing the leadoff double. And that's career strikeout number 100 for the sophomore left-handed pitcher, Carson DeCarroll. Daly takes off. They step off the bag, and now they have him caught between first and second. Daly's in a pickle. Here comes Steele to the plate. They're going to throw to the plate and wait, and the Rockets did it to him again. That's the third time Monmouth-Roseville has botched a pickle as Daly gets to second. And there is all sorts of momentum in that Rockridge Rocket dugout. It's 7-0 Rockets in the top of the fourth. Carson DeCarroll ready to deliver. Here is the kick and the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, strike three, called a strikeout the side inning for Carson DeCarroll's fourth straight strikeout, and the Rockets are three outs away. To the top of the seventh inning we go. It's Rockridge 7, and it is Monmouth-Roseville 2 on WRMJ. Welcome back to Prather Field. We are in Princeton, Illinois. It's the bottom of the seventh inning. The Rockridge Rockets looking to win a regional championship. Three outs away from doing so, leading 7-2 on top of Monmouth-Roseville. The Titans, though, have had some magic in the seventh inning this week. They trailed Mercer County 5-3, entering the seventh inning in the regional quarterfinals Monday. The Titans were able to score three runs in the inning to come from behind and defeat Mercer County 6-5 in a walk-off win. Titans trailed Sherrard earlier in the week in the semifinals back on Wednesday, 3-2 entering the top of the seventh, and plated four runs that inning to come from behind and defeat Sherrard 6-3. The Titans need five runs to keep the season alive here in the bottom of the seventh. Six runs would win it. They trail 7-2. So in the seventh inning so far this postseason in two games, Monmouth-Roseville has scored seven runs. They'll have 7, 8, 9 due up as they're going to need some production from the bottom of their order to start. As they look to stun another team late, trailing by five runs in the bottom of the seventh. Carson DeCarroll looking to shut the door. He has 10 strikeouts through six innings. Aiden Almaguer will lead off, the first baseman, 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts. A lefty on lefty matchup for Carson DeCarroll, who starts the bottom of the seventh inning with a 7-2 lead. First pitch of the inning to Almaguer is taken for a strike on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. That was right at the knees. Almaguer did not like that call as he steps out of the box and asks the umpire about it. 0-1, and then slammed his bat on the plate. 0-1 delivery on its way. Swung on, hit the other way, and it will drop for a hit in front of the left fielder, and it's a leadoff base hit for Aiden Almaguer. And the leadoff man aboard for the Titans. They look to rally in the bottom of the seventh, trailing by five.
Second baseman, number 7, Ty Cassaro.
Almaguer at first with nobody out. Ty Corsaro to the plate. He's 2 for 2. He's doubled and singled. He has an RBI on the day as well. Corsaro bats out of the 8 spot. First pitch to him on its way. Swing and a miss and a pitch off the plate away. 0-1. Corsaro, a right-handed hitter. Aiden Holcomb on deck, the 9 hitter. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch on its way. Swung on, hit down the third baseline, and foul on the ground. It's 0-2. DeCarroll ahead of Corsaro, 0-2 here. 7-2 Rock Ridge leads in the bottom of the 7th. Trying to get to the finish line and win a regional championship in Princeton today. 0-2 to Corsaro. DeCarroll set at the belt, the kick and the pitch. Fastball up and away, misses. It's 1-2. Rock Ridge scored 6 runs in the 3rd, a run in the 4th. Monmouth-Roseville, both of their runs were scored in the bottom of the 4th inning. 1-2 the count to Corsaro. DeCarroll delivers, swung on and fouled back. Just got a piece of that. Corsaro did to stay alive. 1-2 the count. So Ty Corsaro back into the box. Behind in the count, 1-2. DeCarroll set. Looks at Almaguer first and now comes to the plate. Breaking ball taken for strike 3 on the outside corner. The 11th strikeout of the day for Carson DeCarroll. And the Rockets 2 outs away from a regional title.
Right fielder, number 16, Aiden Holcomb.
Aiden Holcomb to the plate. 1-for-2 today, a single, and he's popped out to the third baseman. Senior right fielder bats out of the 9th spot. Almaguer at first with 1 away. 7-2 Rockets lead in the bottom of the 7th. DeCarroll set. The kick and the pitch to Holcomb. Fastball taken high, 1-0. Rockets trying for regional championships on back-to-back days. Softball team 1-1 last night. Baseball team looking to close out a regional title win this afternoon. 1-0 pitch is popped up into shallow center field. Here comes Keegan Bonsack. He makes the catch. They throw behind the runner at first, not in time as Almaguer scurries back. And the Rockets are 1 out away from a regional championship. And now we'll get a pinch hitter for Tyler Finnicum. It's Nick Houston coming to the plate to pinch hit for Monmouth-Roseville. A .246 batting average on the season for the sophomore. So his first plate appearance of the day, it's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Titans down to their final out. DeCarroll set at the belt. Here's the pitch to Nick Houston. Swung on and fouled back. It's 0-1. That was right off the handle. That might even got a piece of Houston on his hand as he's holding his left hand as he fouled that straight back. That sounded like it might have got a piece of his hand. That pitch ran inside, and he is in a ton of pain. So I think we're going to have another pinch hitter. So Houston fouled the first pitch back, and he'll exit the game after that hit off his hand. 0-1. Now Finnicum will re-enter, who he was just pinch hit for. Finnicum today is 0-for-3, and he'll come to the plate behind in the count, 0-1.
And so Tyler Finnicum takes over with an 0-1 count.
So no balls and a strike to Finnicum, who re-enters to bat after Houston leaves with an injury. Almaguer running at first with 2 outs. It's 7-2 Rock Ridge in the bottom of the 7th. Rockets looking for a regional championship. They're 1 out away. 0-1 the count to Tyler Finnicum. DeCarroll set, gets the sign and comes to the plate. The pitch swung on, popped up into right field. Smith is there, camps underneath it. The Rockets are regional champions, defeating Monmouth-Roseville by a final score of 7-2 as Rock Ridge wins 3 games this week to win a regional title. The Rockets will play Wednesday in Chillicothe in the sectional semifinals against the Illini West Chargers. Final score today, Rock Ridge 7, Monmouth-Roseville 2. The Rockets win a regional championship in baseball. We'll begin our postgame coverage after this on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.